Well, it's a great shock and a huge tragedy. I was in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here with Tara in 2002. It was the very first one. And we got on famously to start with. She's a vivacious, charming, magnetic. She's a very, very sweet person, and it's difficult to dislike her. We did have various fallouts, and there was one very unfortunate moment when she was having a bit of a breakdown because she wasn't allowed cigarettes, to which she was addicted. And she was in the Bush Telegraph having a bit, as I say, a bit of a breakdown. And I don't know whether it was deliberate or not, but the microphone was switched the wrong way around. So she could hear, she was sitting there in despair, and she could hear everything that we were saying about her around the campfire. And we were all being honest is the word. I shan't repeat what I said, but I still hold to it, and I've written about it, so it's not a secret. Anyway, she heard all that, and since then, you know, her relationship with me rather deteriorated. But I think the huge tragedy of it all, it's not just that somebody so young has died so needlessly, but she was such a wasted talent, and she's introduced as, you know, socialite Tara Palmer Tomkinson, which is so vacuous. And she was, in particular, she was a very, very talented concert pianist. I mean, you know, she'd played with the London Symphony Orchestra, but she just couldn't give up her addictive personality. It's a tragedy because basically she was a sweetheart.